From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with breaking news. Republican Donald Trump has been elected 45th President of the United States. Trump, speaking at his headquarters in New York City, says he spoke to Hillary Clinton not long ago.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely.
Trump called for unity following the often contentious election and campaign. Trump said his win is about a movement of people who want change. Earlier, investors' worries that Trump might win the presidency caused a sharp sell-off of stocks in Asian markets and pushed down future prices for U.S. markets Wednesday morning. The value of the U.S. dollar and oil prices also fell while traders moved money into safe haven investments like gold. Trump promises to drastically change U.S. trade, tax, and other policies, raising uncertainties that rattled investors. The close presidential vote Tuesday was mirrored by extremely tight races for the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives, but as more results came in, it became clear the Republican Party would keep its majority control over both houses of the Congress. Democrats had strong hopes of overturning the Republicans' 8-seat majority in the Senate, but they fell short. This is VOA News. Russia plans to launch new strikes on parts of Syria, being met with contempt in Washington, which is accusing Russia of trying to show off its naval capabilities at the expense of civilians. Officials in Russia's defense ministry told the Interfax news agency Tuesday that new strikes against the Islamic State group will target the outskirts of Aleppo. They say the attacks could come within the next few hours. A source in the ministry said the strikes would include a Russian aircraft carrier as well as a cruise missile from other ships located off the Syrian coast. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says she will allow the country's parliament to select a new prime minister, a major concession as she seeks to survive a growing political scandal. President Park announced her decision Tuesday after meeting with the Speaker of the opposition-controlled National Assembly. In addition to allowing parliament to select a new prime minister, Ms. Park also agreed to let the prime minister control the cabinet. The International Organization for Migration reports several African migrants have died in a Libyan immigration detention center due to poor living conditions. We have a report from Lisa Schlein.
The International Organization for Migration says it is working with Libyan authorities to improve conditions and stave off an emerging crisis at the Gharian al-Hamra detention center about 90 kilometers south of Tripoli. IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says his organization is very concerned by the death of a migrant 2 days ago, the fourth such death in the past 3 weeks. He says all the men, who most likely came from West Africa, have died from liver failure. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Hungary's parliament narrowly blocked an attempt by Prime Minister Viktor Orban to amend the constitution to bar the resettlement of refugees in Hungary without the approval of Hungarian lawmakers and authorities. The measure failed to garner a single vote from opposition parties and fell 2 votes short of the 2/3 majority needed to pass. Mr. Orban proposed the amendment following an October 2nd referendum in which 98% of those who voted backed a proposal to reject the European Union's refugee quotas. That vote was ruled invalid because of low turnout. And the Philippine Supreme Court has ruled that the country's former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, could be buried in a National Heroes Cemetery. Marcos' 20-year presidency was marked by widespread corruption and human rights abuses. He was forced from power in 1986. With details on these stories and much more on the continuing political coverage here in the United States, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.